but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the matchup.
Moving pictures from the backfield is coming on. Moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is moving pictures with a 9-1 stutter and 1-3-1.
Tying up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine. And it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the
Armbrook Gladiator.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway. And you know, ever since the days of Hamiltonian, harness racing has been conducted pretty much on dirt tracks, stone chip, whatever you want to call it. Meadowlands, the Big M, is going to take a bit of a departure from that. How about standardbred racing on turf? We'll talk to the race director of the Big M, Peter Koch, when we return on Trot Radio.
August 20th through 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Sunday is Family Day, and Adrenaline has an amazing show with the famous McCann Dog Show. Enjoy a pizza lunch with the racing mascot Willie Wynn and friends, the Giddy Up and Gallop Walk and Fun Run, and an educational trip through the world of horses with Equimania. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase a family pass online by July 1st for only $24. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. Peter Koch is the race director of the Big M, Meadowlands, which has hosted, of course, the Hamiltonian for all these years, home of the Meadowlands Pace, all the classics, and they may be on the way to starting a brand new classic. How about, just for sake of argument, we call it the Meadowlands Turf Classic. Does that sound okay, Peter Koch?
It sounds okay to me. I mean, we have to try different things, so we're going to give this a shot.
Now, how did the idea come about to have a standardbred race on the grass?
Well, it was my idea, and I grew up here in New Jersey, and I was a fan of the sport, and I remember being here 30 years ago when there was an exhibition race that they held on the grass with Cat Manzi and his family.
Right.
And I remember watching it and really being kind of amazed, and I thought it was great, and so now that I have this job here, I'd like to bring it back.
Now, what was the reaction of the racing community when you put that on the condition sheet?
Well, it's on the condition sheet for next week, actually, but I've been telling people about it, and they've been calling the office, and there's quite a bit of interest, so I really think that there's a great shot we can fill the race, and hopefully we can stay on the turf and the rain cooperates.
Yeah. Now, these are 15,000 claimers, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you're not going to be sending out Meadowlands best, as it were, and that's probably a good thing for now. What kind of special treatment do you anticipate giving the turf course? Because obviously it's not going to be as thick as it would be for the T-breds.
Correct. Yeah, our track man, he's been out there, and we're going to they're going to roll with some to make sure it's pretty flat. And we had the gate the other day with a couple of horses behind it who schooled, and there didn't seem to be any problem. So, it's a pretty natural environment for horses to be on the grass, so it shouldn't be that much of a difference. And I spoke with a bunch of our catch drivers here, and they were like, yeah, sure, let's try it.
Now, what about, I guess my question would deal with making the turns. You know, are the wheels going to get caught in the turf kind of thing? And by the way, to our listeners, we're talking with Peter Koch, race director of the Meadowlands. Would the turns be an issue, do you think?
Well, we're going to, generally our fields here are 10-horse fields. We're going to go with 8 horses in the in this race, so for safety's sake. And the turf course is 7/8 of a mile here, so there's going to be quite a bit of time for horses to sort themselves out before they hit the first turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't anticipate that being a problem.
Good stuff. Now, just if we can crystal ball for a minute, because you were greatly enwrapped by the first ever turf race by a standardbred back at the Meadowlands in 79, I guess it was. Do you foresee harness racing on turf? Now, it does take place in other parts of the globe. Can you see it catching on here?
You know what? I really don't know. We're just kind of dipping our toe in the water here, and we're going to see how it goes. And, you know, obviously we'll be looking for the trainers and drivers and owners' reaction to how this goes, and the fans. Obviously, if they don't bet anything on this, then, you know, then maybe we'll have to look at it. But, I mean, it's... You know, we're willing to take a chance with it for something a little bit different. So
yeah, well, I would think it'd be a godsend for horses that may be a little sore after pounding on the dirt to come onto the turf. You know, it may just spring forth a new wave of harness racing where you've got guys like Hollywood Hayden handicapping horses based on their ability to race on the turf as opposed to the dirt.
Who knows? You never do know. I spoke with Cat Mansey, obviously, because he drove in that race 30 years ago. And the one thing he told me, that the only thing that seemed really different to him is that it was so quiet out there.
Uh-huh.
And generally, you know, drivers are listening for when horses are brushing up on the outside, that you really couldn't hear somebody coming because it was that quiet. So he said that was really the only big difference that he had noticed.
Well, listen, best of luck with this. The race takes place when?
A week from Friday, the 19th.
Well, good luck with it. I think you're going to have a great response to it. I think fans would probably want to see more of it, especially if it's, you know, a break to them from the betting standpoint where you might have a different angle so you couldn't work normally on a standard bred race. Peter Koch, race director of Meadowlands. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being on Trot Radio, and that's a wrap for Trot Radio this edition, a production of Standard Bred Canada, technical producer Chris Knowles, and brought to you by Board Communications. Bye-bye.